press on. Amen. Amen. There must be something good in store, right? Amen. Let's sing that song, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and you are more than enough for me. More than enough for you, amen? Amen. Let's sing that song, He Knows My Name, amen?
And I have a Maker, and He formed my heart, and before even time
Maker again. I have a maker.
And I have a maker. And he formed my heart. And before even time began, my life was in. And he knows my name, and he knows my every thought, and he sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call.
And I have a father.
And I have a father, and he calls me his own, and he'll never leave me, no matter where I go.
Thank you, Lord.
And he knows my name, and he knows my every thought, and he sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call.
He knows my name.
And he knows my name.
Thank you, Lord.
And he knows my every thought. And he sees each tear that falls. And he hears me when I call.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's give him a round of applause. Amen. Let's sing that song. Sing that song, Amazing Love. I'm forgiven because you were forgiven. Amazing Love.
And I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. And I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again.
I'm forgiven.
And I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. And you were condemned. Now I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again.
Amazing love.
Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do.
I'm forgiven. Let's sing that again. I'm forgiven.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. Now I'm accepted, and you were condemned. Now I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'll honor you. You are my King, and you are my King, Lord Jesus. You.
Let's give the Lord a round of applause, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your amazing love, Lord. Hey, amen. We do have a couple announcements this evening. Just a reminder, this Sunday we're going to be doing two services with communion. Amen. That's a change in the schedule, I believe. It's not on there right now, but we're going to do two services with communion this Sunday. Tell anybody who's not here that you know of, if you could. Also, the following, we were going to do a watch night service. Since our pastor Cam's not going to be here, he's going to be doing a watch night in Akron. We're moving service to Wednesday now. So we'll have a Wednesday service next week as well. And then, so, I know things got kind of changed up there, but I'm sure everybody doesn't mind. Amen. Amen. We also wanted to announce, I'm not sure if everybody got the text or if everybody knows, but on Monday, our brother Dave did get engaged to his fiancée, Hannah Sprint. Amen. So, praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. We didn't have any written prayer requests or testimonies handed over, but I'm sure we all have a testimony. Amen. I'm sure we all have unspoken prayer requests like make known. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, God, we just humbly come before you, God. Just thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord Jesus. Father God, Lord, it's such an honor, Father God, just to be standing here this evening, Lord Jesus, God, to be counted among the few, Lord Jesus. God, to be able to say that we're one of them, Father God. Lord, it's just such an honor, Father God. And Lord Jesus, how dare we, Father God, come in here and, Lord Jesus, and give you something less than everything, Lord Jesus, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus, God, just to give you everything that we have this evening, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you've done for us, Lord Jesus. God, help us not to forget, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just ask, God, that you just bless this service this evening, Father God. Bless the saints for coming out, Lord Jesus. Bless those who couldn't, Father. Lord, we ask that you just, Lord, anoint the ears, Father God, this evening, Father God. Anoint the speaker as well, Lord Jesus. God, help him, Father God, just to move out of the way, Lord Jesus. God, just plant the seed of your word, Father God, deep in our hearts, Father God, that may manifest, Lord Jesus, at a later time or Lord, even sooner than that, Lord. God, we just love you, God. We're just resting, Father God, on your promises, Lord. God, we just thank you, God. Lord Jesus, for any unspoken prayer requests, Father God, you know what, each and every one, each and every heart, Father God, in this room, Lord. God, we just thank you, Father God, for just, Lord Jesus, God, just your promises, Father God, that they're true and faithful, Lord. Lord, we just love you, God. Help us, Lord Jesus, God, just to step out of the way this evening, Father God. Bless the tithes, the offerings, Father God, and Lord Jesus, just be with us this evening, Lord. We just love and praise your holy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song, He Brought Me Out of the Miry Clay.
And my heart was distressed, near Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stand. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I cried to the Lord from my clay, that were established and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. Oh, and he brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stand. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. I'm heart overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, and he brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stand. He put a song
Bring me out of the deep miry clay, amen. Sing a song, Where Could I Go? You know that song? G.
Living below in this old simple world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation's soul. Oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, tell me, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? I'm seeking a refuge for my soul, and I'm needing a friend to help me in the end. Oh, where could I go but to neighbors are kind. Neighbors are kind. I love them, everyone. And we get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, tell me where.
Satisfaction outside salvation. Amen. There we go.
There is no satisfaction outside salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. There is no satisfaction outside salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout it out, shout it out, loud and clear, S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N.
sing that song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, amen. Pastor Cam comes.
And bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, O my soul, worship Your holy name.
The sun comes up.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the
Amen. You may be seated just for a moment here. God bless. Good to see all those who are able to make it out tonight. Amen. On a Christmas night, praise God. I'm driving by. A lot of doors closed tonight. But praise God, our doors open. Amen. It's kind of like your prophet said. He said, Christmas should be a day of worship. Praise God. We're here to worship. Amen. Like I said, I'm not a hater towards any people who worship it, people who don't, amen. But by the grace of God, I know every time I come into the house of God, I want to worship Him, amen. And if in a day like this, you know what? If we tell people Merry Christmas, I think we ought to put Christ in ourselves, amen. So we pray that's all right this evening, amen. Of course, this evening we have Brother Brooks back this evening. Can't say enough about him. He's such a fine man of God, a father in the faith to us, and like I said, he's just such a wonderful preacher and such a gifted individual. It's lucky that the bride has a man like that, amen? Seem a little quiet tonight. You eat too much turkey? Too much ham? Praise God. Doing all right? Amen. So let's try to enjoy God tonight and just, I know a couple of you have to work tomorrow, but by the grace of God, those who don't, we'll just we'll try to enjoy God one way or the other, won't we? So, by the grace of God, you haven't heard much from your pastor lately from the pulpit. I pray that's all right. You see, my wife's still home tonight and still bringing the baby around. Should be next round. We'll have her here. We'll see what the Lord does. And just keep them in prayers. We want their health to be good and just want them to be able to run and jump and shout and be happy. Amen. Benaiah said the other day, you know, he's still a young boy, and he said, when mommy has the baby in the pool, he said the baby will come out in the pool and jump out and start jumping. So we don't know how honest we can say that that's true, but yet we want him to be up and ready to go. Amen. But yet tonight we just want to give God his due worthy grace and just give him everything he deserves. We want to bless his name and just love him all we can. And give God his ample time to speak to us as well. So maybe we'll sing that song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, I Made It Over. Amen. We'll invite Brother Brooks to come out. Amen. How many looking forward to the word tonight? Praise God. We just ask, of course, you see we got a couple things with the schedule going on there. I hope that's all right. And if you want more, if you want more, just let me know. I haven't heard too much from everybody, but by the grace of God, we just want to do as we feel led to do. We haven't had communion for a while here, and we don't want to get behind on that. So we'll just do that this Sunday by God's grace. Amen. Okay, so if you'd like to stand, we'll sing that Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound of your tambourine going back there already. So we're looking forward for that. Amen. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, I made it over. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I made it over. Singing over, over, over. Amazing grace, well, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I made it over. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Yes, I made it over. See?
he revealed to me. I made it over, and now I see my theophany. I made it over, sing it over. Yes, Lord, over, over. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Tonight, I'm coming with grace. Amen, amen. Now, a song I want to teach you. Some of you may know it already. Amen. There's no one like Jesus. Amen. You can listen to me at first and then you can join me. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. I searched all around, I found no one. I turned all about, I found no one. I walked all about, I found no one. There's no one, there's no one like him. Oh, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Help me sing it. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. I searched all around, I found no one. I turned all around, I found no one. I walked all around, I found no one. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. Woo! There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Sing that part again. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Woo! I searched all around, I found no one. I turned all around, I found no one. I walked all around, I found no one. There's no one like him. Hallelujah! There's no one like Jesus. Oh, there's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Oh, I searched all around. I found no one. I turned all around. I found no one. I walked all around. I found no one. There's no one like him. Now, I let you get away with that starchiness last week. But because of what I'm preaching tonight, we got to get out of the starchiness. Okay? We're going to, is that that key okay? I don't know. I have no idea. Put me in something that's close to it or whatever you think it is. So everybody, you can play and we can sing it. That's good. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Come on, folks. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Woo! I searched all around. I found no one. I turned all around. I found no one. I walked all around. I found no one. There's no one like him. Once again, there's no one like Jesus. Woo! There's no one. Can't you agree with me? There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Woo! I searched all around. I found no one. I walked all around. Woo! I found no one. I walked all around. I found no one. There's no one like him. Hallelujah! There's no one like Jesus. Oh, there's no one like him. Oh, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Last time I searched all around, I found no one. I turned all around, I found no one. Woo! I walked all around, I found no one. There's no one like him. Woo! Amen. Now, when you go to South America and Africa, that's where that song came from. And they're not, you see a whole congregation walking, a whole congregation turning, a whole congregation stepping. Amen. Amen. It gets so good they don't want to stop. Amen. So maybe we'll sing that after the preaching again. You love the Lord? We're just going to go right to the words. Thank you, brothers. We appreciate God. He's a wonderful Savior. We're so blessed, amen, to have God in our midst. You know what I mean? The world think they have him. We know we got him. You know, I just want to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to our brother Cam Smith, who's the pastor. Actually, he's the assistant, and Jesus Christ is the pastor. And that's the way I look at it, too, you know. We're just, he's the head of the church, and we fall under him. Amen? But we try to do whatever God would have us to do. But, amen, we honor him as the pastor. Y'all know what I'm saying. And I know that's the way the brother looks at it. You know, it's the way someone said it to me, and since then I've been saying it that way because I'm just the assistant. He's the pastor. Amen. Because without the Holy Spirit pastoring the church, we're in trouble. We're just literal vessels of God doing the will of God. And we thank God for his grace and his mercy. As we stand, let us turn to the scripture according to Revelations the 4th chapter. I believe we're living in the last day. Is that right? And I'm excited. Just want you to know that sometime the Word of God comes and it searches us. And I always tell the church, I say, understand this, that the Bible said the scroll was sweet and bitter. Right? So when the preacher comes, he gives you the sweet. So while he's giving you the sweet, you better eat. Because the bitter is coming. Amen. So because, you know, that's the scroll. The word of God comes with sweet and bitter. And so therefore, amen, when we eat the scroll, amen, we eat the word of God, we will get some places where God will encourage you and some places where God will correct you. And that's what we want. And the Bible says, be zealous to repent. Amen. You love the Lord. Revelations, the 4th chapter. Amen. We're going to begin at the 10th verse there. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I saw in the midst of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Amen. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seal, 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, we come before you right now. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for being so good to us. Father, you have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And Lord, we thank you right now. We pray, Father, if there be anything in our spirit and our minds, amen, that is contrary to thy words, we pray, Lord God, our Father, that you would delete it and take it from us, Father. Give us grace to move completely out of your way as we worship in that only place of worship, and that is under the blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you right now for the night the world is celebrating your birth, Lord. But we know, Father, the real true Christmas tree is the cross of Jesus Christ. Because without it, Lord, we wouldn't have a birth to come to. And Father, we thank you right now for what all you've done for us, Lord. Forgive us, Father, for anything we may have said or done. Bless, Father, this service in a special way. Let your anointing anoint the people, Father. May they see how you have brought them to a place of liberty. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. By the grace of God, you know, I thank God for your pastor allowing us to come and minister again, and I trust somehow that you'll be blessed through this service. We'd like to entitle this message, Worshiping Under the 7th Seal. When we think about worship, we think about reverence and homage and giving honor to someone or something. When someone is worshiping a god or an idol or whatever the case may be, one of the greatest things that that individual hope and pray for is that the God in which they worship would come and live within them. Doesn't matter whether it's Buddha, Allah, whatever the case may be. The greatest worshipers are those who seek their particular God to live in them. Now think about what I'm saying, because we have seen this many times, people who are worshipers of Hollywood stars. And the thing that they do is they fashion themselves as their particular idol. There was a time when we lived in Columbia, South Carolina, and there was a guy who looked exactly like Michael Jackson. There was no difference as far as my eyes could see. Same facial features, same hair, same everything. And all you had to do was tell him that you look so much like Michael Jackson. And of course, you have made his day. Amen, because that was the image that he was reflecting. That was the thing that he wanted to show the world, that he was not only a follower of Michael Jackson, but he was a worshiper. And Michael Jackson was his idol. So when you look at what God is basically trying to get us to see, because remember, God is unseen. And the only way that a man and a woman in this day will ever see God is when he can see God by way and through you. Is that right? Now I want you to realize, by the grace of God, that I'm talking about worship. Perfect worship is when you can allow God to perfectly embody you. That's perfect worship. We're not talking about just praise, because the Bible says that let everything that have breath praise God. That means everybody and everything can praise him. Hallelujah. The stars praise him. The moon praise him. The trees praise him. But you're the only being that can worship God in this dimension. Because the Bible said you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Bible said that God is a spirit. So in order to worship God fully, you must have his spirit. Now, we come to a place. And, you know, the Bible, according to Deuteronomy, tells us not to ever worship any other gods. Deuteronomy 11:16. Don't worship any other god. Let God be your main worship. Don't be deceived. Now, how are you going to worship God unless God has been revealed to you? Is that right? We look at this question when it comes to Philip. He says, Lord, show us the Father that it suffices us. And God said unto him, have I been so long with you and you don't know me? When you see me, you see the Father. Now, Jesus Christ was not talking about his physical stature, because God is a spirit. But there was enough God, the fullness of the Godhead body dwelled in him. And so therefore, whenever you see Jesus speaking, he was so yielded to the Holy Spirit, it wasn't his speaking. It was God talking through that natural body. Jesus never healed any man. I know I got your attention. He said, because I can't do nothing except I see the Father doing. What was it doing? A man yielding totally to the Holy Spirit, where he was able to say in St. John 10:30, I and the Father are one. Because he was yielded. He was totally yielded to the Holy Spirit. Remember that now. Because remember, he was a man. He was a seed. He was the Word. And the Bible tells me that even at the age of 12, through his understanding, he confounded the doctrines of his day. But there on the river of Jordan, the Holy Spirit came down and occupied that body and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased to dwell in. Come on, somebody. It was at that moment the fullness of God dwelled in that human body. And the Bible says he was then led into the wilderness to be tempted. Hello? So a lot of times we think when we get the Holy Ghost, it's going to be shouting hallelujah down the boulevard street. But you have no idea what you're asking for. Because when you get the Holy Ghost, the next trip you make is through the wilderness. Hallelujah! You will be tempted and tried so that you can see that your Holy Ghost has been trial proof. Hallelujah! Your Holy Ghost, amen, will give you victory over every trial Satan tries you with. What is those trials? It's categorized as three: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Hallelujah! Jesus, amen, whooped the devil on his own territory, and at the end of the trial, he said unto Satan, I'm your God. Worship thou me. Read the scripture. Read the scripture. In other words, he said, I bow down and know you must worship God. And what was he saying? He had God on the inside. I am God. I'm not designed to bow to you. You've been created to bow to me. Hallelujah. I'm paraphrasing it, but go read it. Go read it. Amen. We're talking about worship under the seven seals. Seven is completion. Throughout all the ages. Amen. They could not worship God like we worship him. Come on, somebody. They couldn't worship God. They didn't have what we have. They didn't have the understanding that we have. And it was allotted to them a portion. That's why the scripture says they cannot be complete without us. Because they lay under the sixth altar. Amen. There they are under the sixth dimension. They're laying there, but they can never go up to the seventh until we're completed. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. They cannot be complete without us. And what is it? God is taking every age and adding, and bringing this age to a complete stature of a perfect man in Christ Jesus, that we, when we become complete, sealed by divine love, amen, we will cause a resurrection. Oh, my. We will cause a resurrection. Listen, people say, well, what are you talking about? Brother Branham said the voice of the resurrection is in the bride. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And you, some people wonder, what is the voice of the resurrection? Let me explain it to you. The voice of the resurrection is nothing but the Holy Ghost. Huh? Jesus said at Lazarus' grave, I am the resurrection. I am the truth. I am the life. Hallelujah. And that same Holy Ghost that was in Jesus called Lazarus by his name. See, sometimes people think, amen, the voice of the resurrection is something that we grow into per se. But the voice of the resurrection is Jesus Christ himself. That's the difference between all the ages. Justification made room for sanctification. Sanctification made room for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is just fire to purify you with. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost himself is God who comes down in the earth of your heart and take over the throne room, amen, which we call the Holies of Holies. Amen. Am I making sense? So you can understand. Amen. When it comes to worship, why? Because listen, let me put it this way. You've heard me say this, when God created heaven and earth, and when you get down in Genesis, there was no man as of yet to praise him. But when he said, let there be light, he said, this is good. This is good. This is good. That was God worshiping himself. Come on, somebody. That was God worshiping himself, because good means God. That's what Jesus said. Why callest thou me good? There's only one good, and that's God. Hallelujah. So when God said that's good, he was worshiping himself. See,
This is why the scripture says, if you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. Now, we're talking about worshiping under the seventh seal because there's so many people, amen, thinking that this message, you're supposed to be quiet. What a lie from hell. Hallelujah. What a lie from hell. That devil knows, amen, that if you get the fire hot, Jesus will step in it. Hallelujah. But he knows, amen, as long as the fire is cool, as long as the fire is cold, Jesus can't come down. So he, listen, because I'm going to tell you something. The only way that you can get a church on fire, you've got to come on one accord. Let me show you the simplicity of this. Is this all right? When Jesus was riding into Jerusalem, here it was a group of people, and they were screaming, Hosanna! Hosanna! You know what that word means? Save us! Save us! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. All they had was some palm trees, right? All they had was on palm. They didn't have no bishop over them. They didn't have, you know, some doctrine of divinity, amen, that instructed them how to do it. They were caught up under the inspiration of the word of that day. Amen. Because the Bible said that they would cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. They got under the inspiration of the very word of that day, and it produced a life in them. They probably never knew what they were doing or thinking about what they were doing, but they were all fulfilling scripture. Think about it. They were on one accord. And nobody had to tell them. Y'all hear what I'm saying? They got under that anointing. Somebody, maybe one person broke a branch. This other one saw them and said, I'm going to get me one too. This one over there, I'm going to get me one too. All of a sudden, they done tore down the people's stuff. And you worried about tearing this church up? Tear it up if you got to worship. Amen. Don't worry about tearing it up. You just worship. So my point is, they got together. All of a sudden, you see all these palm branches. Hosanna, Hosanna. You know what I'm saying this far? You see one person get in the spirit. You're not there. You're not there to look at them. You dare to get into it. Oh, God, you causing that one to dance? I'm going to dance too. Come on. Come on. If you get into that anointing, amen, then all of a sudden, the power of God will sweep through this place. That's when you can get whatever you want to. Is that right? That's what Brother Branham, he tried the whole time he worked with the people in his audience. He kept building that word, trying to get them under one accord. Then all of a sudden when he saw them in one accord, he says, my, look at that faith bank. Look at that faith bank. Hallelujah. They were on one accord, and that one accord has brought them into a faith where everything was possible. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Where everything was possible. And what was it? Nobody kept. Listen, that word kept feeding that word. That word, he's here. And all of a sudden, people stopped seeing other people rejoice. And they weren't really craning their necks. They were getting into it. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're not here to look around and see what everybody else. We said, Brother Bruce, I can't dance. You don't have to know how to cha-cha-cha in this. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just get the feet to move and you just get in there. You say, well, Brother Brooks, I don't feel nothing. You don't have to feel nothing. Hallelujah. You don't have to feel nothing to dance. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I can remember the time when I was out in the world. Amen. You know, you didn't have to feel nothing. Somebody said, come on and dance. Many times you didn't feel like dancing, but you got up there and you started dancing, then you felt something. Hallelujah. Amen. You may not feel it at first, but if you put yourself out there, God will do a work in your life. Now, you think that cannot be under the seventh seal. It is. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a disgrace, amen, to heaven to see how we're worshiping. Y'all hear what I say? That came out from him, not me. That's not even in my notes. Hallelujah. Can you imagine the heavens looking down and say, that's the bride? Y'all hear what I'm saying? When all they do is worship up there, Well, let me tell you something. John, and I'm preaching this thing tonight. John typed out the bride. Is that right? The Bible said when the seals were open, when John saw that lamb, the Bible said that John said they all heard our saying. He didn't say me. He said I, because that's a personal one. And I represent a single individual. And I represent a body, not bodies. Hallelujah. He heard our saying. He said the whole bride of Christ heard and saw, and they said, holy, worthy, thou art worthy. Come on, somebody. The Bible says all of heaven and earth heard us say. All of it. Under the earth, above the earth, beneath the earth, wherever, they heard me saying. Now, have you been loud enough that somebody can hear you? Or you've copped yourself to a place where you don't want your neighbor to hear you. You thinking about what they think about you. John could care less. John is the bride. The bride could care less. Oh, they might look at me like I'm crazy. Let me tell you something. John was the craziest one in heaven at that time. Hallelujah. Even the 24 elders, amen, couldn't outshine John. They fell on their faces. Oh, well, we got to keep order here. You know, we can't get too rowdy. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is his order. Amen. The Holy Ghost is his order. You think God don't know how to keep order in his own church? Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Listen, let me move on. And I'm talking about worship because, you know, this still starchy stuff is satanic. And I'm going to tell you something. You come up in here, Lord, I'm tired. What you need to say is, Lord, touch me. Lord, touch me. I'm not going to say I'm not tired, but I need a touch. Hallelujah. And when you can come in here and seek God for a touch, God is obligated to give you the touch. Is that right? Because we have been taught to come in with expectations. Lord, I'm expecting to see you. Lord, I'm expecting to hear from you. And if I am sick, Lord, I'm expecting to be healed. Oh, come on, somebody. It is a real situation that we're working here. Oh, my, my, my. John said, I wept much. And nowadays you can't even see nobody worshiping God like that. Every now and again you'll see somebody crying. John wept. You know why? Because he realized, amen, what God had done for him. He knew he wasn't worthy according to the prophet of God. That ain't why he was weeping. But he's weeping because he's saying, if there's no one, I'm lost. Where is the one that's here to redeem me? I'm lost. Amen. If he doesn't redeem me, see, it doesn't matter what I did on earth. All the work I've done on earth means nothing if the Redeemer is not here. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, then one of the elders said unto John, don't you weep. Huh? Weep not, John. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he hath prevailed. See, but until you see that revelation that John had, it took an elder to tell John not to weep. Don't weep no more. Now, y'all know what weeping is. Weeping is not crying out of one eye. You know how Hollywood does? They let that one tear come down and the camera catches it. That ain't weeping. Weeping is when you get ugly with it. Right? Weeping is when you get ugly with it. Hallelujah. You don't care about your surroundings. You're literally weeping, repenting, and seeking God. That's why people don't get the Holy Ghost no more, because they don't weep no more. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And he was weeping, amen. Listen, when the Holy Ghost pricks you, you know, I saw last week when we were preaching, one sister just broke and started crying. I said, oh, God, I hadn't seen that in a long time. There might have been others, but I saw her, and she was weeping, crying before the Lord. Amen. And I thought, oh, God, I've not seen that in a long time. Where the word of God comes in a conviction, whether it's to deliver you or to whatever it comes, but sometimes it's joy, sometimes it's just repentance. Some, you know, I don't know what her whole thing was. But whatever it was, the word got home, and she was weeping before the Lord. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You know, so many people, amen, in this message, it's not seven-seal worship. It's not seven-seal worship. And it looked like the closer we get to God, the coming of the Lord, amen, the less we see. But one thing we fail to see, it is the anointing that destroys the yokes. With no anointing, you can come up here and hear the word all night and all day. And without the anointing, those yokes will not be broken. It takes the Spirit of God to deliver a man. Hallelujah! Because the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Contending for the faith means more than just watching the word. But contending for the faith also means that you're watching the anointing. Hallelujah! Amen. And the devil has no right to take the anointing away from this church, because he's gotten orders from God. Touch not the oil and the wine. Hallelujah. So if he's taking it from you, you're giving it to him. You need to take back the anointing of God. You need to claim your inheritance tonight. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how you've been wounded. You say, well, Brother Brooks, I've been so wounded. Hallelujah. I've been so hurt, praise God, hallelujah. I heard somebody say the other day, my daughter was talking to a woman, amen, that was a Christian, nominal Christian downstairs from her. And my daughter went down to visit because she heard she had cancer. And she said, I hear you got cancer. She said, no, ma'am, I don't have cancer, but my body does. Hallelujah, glory to God. Why? Because she saw that the spirit man that's been redeemed by God could never have cancer. And if the spirit man doesn't have it, the natural man got to go. It's what the inside commands. I thought that's pretty deep for a denominational Christian. Amen. You are what you are in your spirit and your soul. Come on, somebody. If your spirit and your soul is not sick, the power of your spirit and soul is able to cast that demon out. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because you got to realize it's your soul that's actually taking over the land. What's in your soul is conquering Canaan's land. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. If you got a giant slayer in your soul, it will destroy the demons of the land. Let me move on. See, what it is, we fail to see. John recognized this, as we said, and John recognized this, that we, and I love this scripture, that I'm complete in him. You know, Colossians 2:10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Is that right? Now, we're complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. What am I working with? Like I said last week, your thoughts about you is where it brought you here. It takes you wherever you're going. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. So we've got to tune this thing up. We've got to go to a place and say, listen, I have been chosen to be the living sanctuary of and for the living God. Is that the word? The Bible says, know ye not that you are the temple of God? Now, let me ask you a question. At what point in time does, amen, they stop worshiping in the temple? Where in heaven will they ever stop? There was only one place, and that was a half hour of silence. And you know why? Because worship had left heaven and come down to earth. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Worship, you say, it can't be. Well, John exemplified it, where the worship was. Nobody else, they kept quiet. And John said, everybody heard. How else you think they heard? If heaven had not been silent, they would have never heard John. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But the earth worship, the worship is now in the place where God, by vision and word, amen, he saw this thing. He said, this is where my worship will be. Right? Now you say, well, what do you mean, Brother Bush? Let me say it like this. You know, the Bible says there in Revelation, in that city, there'll never be another sun. There's no sun in the city. The Bible said Jesus is that light. Come on, somebody. Why? Because there won't be another type. The S-U-N is just a type of the S-O-N. But the true Son of God, the Bible said his light will lighten the city. Oh, my God, that's good stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. There won't be a dull light in there. Everything that be in that city will be lit up by the light. Hallelujah. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all, I'm telling y'all what y'all think these little clothes we throw in the wash and dryer, and I don't care what kind of detergent they're talking about, they're going to bring them bright. You ain't seen what bright is until you see what you'll be wearing in the city. Hallelujah! It'll be so bright, hallelujah. Amen. Listen, the Bible tells us, amen, all of them will have white robes. Can you see that? Woo! Mercy. It's as if we become the very housing. You understand? You know what a GE light bulb is with a white one? That bulb is white because it's the housing of the fire. Hallelujah! And that's the way it'll be. We'll be dressed in robes, but we'll be the very light of the city. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Worship. 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 Ain't God good to us? Now listen. We look at this and we look at the scriptures, and here was the seventh seal walking around. Jesus was the seventh seal, you know, and he is. Did y'all know that? He is the seal. He was the only one that could break it. He is the seal. Now, let me put it this way. In the Jewish religion, they had seven church ages. But here comes Jesus Christ, the very seal of the church ages. And when that seal was broken, what happened? A resurrection came forth. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. Brother Brandon preached it like this. He called it the Easter seal. Hallelujah. But it was a seal, amen. They tried to hold him in there with the Roman seal, like the devil is trying to hold you in, amen, or hold you back by the Roman seal. Hallelujah. But power, great power, is in the Easter seal. Amen. Hallelujah. That seal of resurrection. Hallelujah. We're here to break through the Roman seal. Did you know that? The Roman seal was that stone they rolled. But Jesus rolled a stone back. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Now, listen. We look at the seal, and this is my thought. See, only a few people caught it when Jesus walked the earth. Amen. Jesus wasn't broadcasting on CNN or nothing like that. But the word of God was going out by word of mouth. Is that right? And there was a woman, amen, who had an issue of blood. Now, I want you to know what an issue of blood is. You know what an issue of blood is. We're mature enough to know that. And, you know, it could have come by several ways and several things. But listen, it left the woman weak, right? You know, for a long time, I thought the woman was walking like this, and then she bent down. But the woman was bent down. She had to have been. The Bible said, amen, that she knew she was coming to the end of her rope, right? She was coming to the end. If she had not come in contact with the healer or something to make her better, she was going to die. And the word of God said she had gone from one physician to another. Is that right? I need to be healed. Hallelujah. She went from the Baptist to the Methodist, from the Methodist to the Catholic, from the Catholic. Amen. She went from denomination to denomination. Amen. And none of them could cure her disease. Hallelujah. Just like it is, we had an issue of blood, but it was bad blood. Hallelujah. Sinful blood. Hallelujah. We had an issue. Hallelujah. And we recognized if we didn't get a hold of Jesus, we were going to die. The Bible says she pressed through the crowd. God didn't make it easy for her. He knew she was weak. He knew she was weary. Amen, but she pressed through the crowd. Hallelujah. That's what you must do when you come to church. You've got to press through the crowd. Man, nobody else is worshiping. You got to press. Hallelujah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. You get to say an amen, and the devil say you want to be heard. Hallelujah. You get to want to dance or shout, the devil say you want to be seen. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. But you're an eagle. You're an eagle. Hallelujah. You got to go beyond the sound barrier. Hallelujah. You got to break through the sound. You going to have critics. Hallelujah. You know what? Some people fail to see. And that same scripture where it says women keep silent in the church and they take that for worship. Wrong, 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 wrong. That ain't what he's saying. No woman ain't supposed to keep quiet in the church. Not when it comes to worship. If she going to keep quiet, that means she can't sing. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Let's take it all the way through. Because a lot of people think that's what it is. Hallelujah. But keeping quiet is pertaining to preaching the word. That's only why, what it's pertaining to. Because you got some churches thinking that women ain't supposed to say, hey, hallelujah, amen. Listen to the tapes. Listen to the tapes and see who's making more noise. Hallelujah. Why did Brother Branham talk about Miriam when she got that tambourine and she began to worship God, amen, with that tambourine? She began to praise God, and the Bible said they all got on one accord and joined in with Miriam. Didn't even know the song, but they heard what she sang and they sang with Miriam. Hallelujah. Amen. They danced on the Red Sea Shore. Why? Because they was worshiping the Jehovah God. What Jehovah God? The pillar of fire is what they saw. They saw the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. Amen. Just like we've seen the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. And that's the kind of worship God is looking for. God don't want no kind of that. I'm finna come something in just a minute. Amen. Listen, Brother Branham even said, amen, and led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. He said, amen. He said, that's what's wrong with people now. He said, they done got so quiet and starchy. He said the noise was so great, amen, when it came to that woman with the issue of blood. He says, I wonder who that is down here. She was questioning. I wonder, is that God? Listen, when you found Jesus Christ in this message, you ought to be screaming to the top of your voice. Because let me tell you something, everybody can't find him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Everybody don't come to him. He said, you know, because you've got to be drawn, you've got to be called. Hallelujah. But watch the scripture. Everyone that truly came in contact with him had a mighty change in them. Well, I'll tell you what, I just wonder what's wrong with us, amen, when the word of God said that woman was at the well there and Jesus began to talk to her and tell about her things. Amen. The Bible says she dropped that pot and she ran into the city and said, come see a man. Hallelujah. He said, come see a man that told me about all the things that I've done. All he told her was every the husband she had. He didn't go into all the other stuff. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But she was, oh, that's the Old Testament. But that anointing struck her till she was beside herself and she ran in the city and testified and won a whole city by her testimony. A prostitute that should have been stoned. She could care less about what the stoning might be. She said, come see this man. Is this not the Messiah? And those old proud people, amen, didn't even want to give her credit to say, well, this is not why we believe in it, because you say so. But had not she said so, they would have never come and see. You see, we're too quiet. We're too quiet. Amen. We're too quiet. We got to feel everything. You know what I'm saying? No, no, no. When you go to work, you don't feel like it.
Hallelujah.
You go to work and you work whether you feel like it or not. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You do it because you know that you got to do it. Yeah. You worship God. Come on. There ain't nobody. Listen. Feelings. What feelings got to do with this? He's God. He's worthy to be worshipped every day. And that's what the seven seal worshiper is. He and she is an everyday worshiper. 24 hours a day, they're constantly trying to worship God one way or another. I can remember the time, and I'm trying to get back to the way I used to be in that sense. You know, I would sneeze and say, excuse me, Jesus. That's because who was on my mind all the time. Hallelujah. People used to make fun of me, and that's what slowed me up. But I'm saying, Lord, restore it, that I might remember you were with me always, all the time. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Amen. He said all of a sudden, He said, listen, the word of God said, he said, you know, usually where Jesus is, there's a lot of noise and commotion. Usually. Where Jesus is, there's a lot of noise and commotion. Where's the noise? Where's the commotion? Y'all hear what, you know what I'm not criticizing you. What I'm trying to do is identify that old sneaky devil. I'm trying to let you know something is creeping in here, and it ain't God. Hallelujah. When you see yourself cooling off, that is not God, because God said, in this hour I would that you be hot. That's his perfect will, be hot. The elements make a noise when it's hot. Is that right? You boil some water, it's going to make some noise. You pop some corn, it's going to make some noise. You put some hot to tin or whatever, it's going to crack and make some noise. Anything that's hot is going to make some noise. And that's what God is. He wants some hot. He wants some hot. Come on, somebody. Now, the world used that term in a wicked way. But if you can listen to it, come on, somebody. God tried to tell us what he wants us to do. You take what the world does and flip it back to the right thing, you got the right inspiration. Yes, hallelujah. Come on, it's the truth. Amen. Obama said, we're coming with the change. Yes. Hallelujah. God is saying this is the hour of change. Wow. Hallelujah. The phone line says we're coming to a time of bundling. God saying the ecumenical council is getting ready to bundle. Oh, come on, people. You got to listen, because God reveals himself in such a small way. And oftentimes the world catches the inspiration before you do. And all you got to do is listen to what they say, and you'll see the time that you're living in. Satan using it to pervert his people. But it's the truth. It's the truth that he's perverting. And what is he saying about a woman? Oh, she's hot. Come on, somebody. That is the term for the bride. Yeah. But it's in a perverted way. Help us, Jesus. Am I making sense? Listen. Listen to the scriptures now. Psalm 66 and 1. Make a joyful noise unto your God, all ye land. Psalms 81 and 1. Amen. Sing aloud unto God, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of our Jacob. Psalms 95 and 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Amen. Psalms 95 and 2. Let us come before the presence with thanksgiving, making a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Amen. Psalms 98 and 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, and make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Psalms 98 and 6, with trumpets and sounds of cornets, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Psalms 101, praise, oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you land. What is that? Make a joyful noise. Noise means it doesn't even have to be in key. Amen. Noise can be anything in between, above, and around. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. So you don't even have to have the ability to sing to make a noise. Oh, come on, somebody. It's nothing but the truth. Amen. Yes, there is a middle of the road, and that's how the devil kills us. He comes along and he said, well, you know, the bride is the middle of the road. But what the message people are calling the middle of the road is dried, starch, and dead. That's not the middle of the road. The middle of the road is when you can dance in the spirit and not knock somebody over. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Dancing. The middle of the road is when you can allow the Holy Spirit to use you in a way, amen, wherein nobody's being hurt. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because you got to realize the word can't stop. We wouldn't have never known what it was on the day of Pentecost if Brother Branham hadn't described it to us. Is that right? Brother Branham said, not only were they drunk, but they jumped out of the windows. They ran down the street screaming, he's risen, he's alive, he's alive. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Now, was that out of order? Jumping out the window? Hallelujah. They couldn't go through the door fast enough. Hallelujah. So they jumped out of the window. They ran down the... Listen, we wouldn't have known it. They staggered like drunkards. When you ever seen somebody, when the last you seen somebody in the message so full of the Holy Ghost, they can't even, they don't even know where they at. They drunk. That's the middle of the road. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what called worshiping under the seventh seal. Why? Because the first day, we're in the eighth day, it got to come back to the first. We've got to come back to the original Pentecostal experience in order to be the word. It must be. It has to be. There's no doubt about it. Is that right? Hallelujah. Is that right? Come on. Right? In the message, Lamb and the Devil, I hope you don't mind this. That's the kind of a church goes to, an intellectual church, preaching the word, standing on the word, and with a real full gospel sermon, real spirit of God. Everything in the spirit, everything is decent. Everybody is order. Everything is in love. Come on, somebody. That's worshiping under the seventh seal. Amen. When you expressing your love. Hello, somebody. You love it. Come on, somebody. It's the truth. You so love each other. Amen. You hate that when church ends. It ain't like some of us. We can't holler, wait till the door get, and we're whoop. But a true believer, amen, we linger around. We can't help it. Right? We can't help it. It's something that just connects us. Amen. That's worshiping. Hallelujah. That's uniting the body. Amen. That's connecting together. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. That's what it is. That's real worship under the seventh seal. Can I say this? When we come along and we see by the grace of God, amen, that there's power. See, what is a church without power? Right? And that's what happened to us, amen. You know, they don't understand. Church people don't understand. You can have all the words you want, but without the anointing. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't mean, oh, such a sweet anointing. That's good too, but we need the sweet anointing that's going to break the chains and destroy the yokes of the enemy. Hallelujah! We need that anointing, amen, that's going to really help us out by the grace of God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. You say, well, what do you mean, brother? If that anointing comes in here, amen, and break those yokes, you say, let me say it like this. You know, we look at one another, and we all different. Yes. Is that all right? Amen. We can all worship differently. Amen. Hello. Now, let me put it this way. My little baby, he's about 19 months old, and I've got one that's, okay, 3 months, 16 months old. I mean, when the word of God is coming, they saying amen. When the music is coming, they jumping, they shouting. Oh, I got it on video if you ever want to see it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But you see, they don't have no church order. They just got the Holy Ghost. You know, they may not have it on the inside, but they got it working with them. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I don't know what they got, but I know one thing. That same Holy Ghost is falling on them while we adults is allowing God, the devil, to stiffen and starch us up. Hallelujah. My young babies up in the front, my 19-year-old one can probably play the tambourine better than some of y'all. And nobody taught him. But the Holy Ghost. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, my. And you say, well, what do you mean? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I got it covered, folks, and I didn't do it myself. But I got them young ones, amen, in the front, and they're worshiping God, amen, in the front. And in the back, amen, Brother Troy, children back there, they tearing it up. It's the truth. I'm telling you right now, it's the truth. It's something, young children, don't just be stiff and stodgy. Worship God. God trying to use you. My one little baby, Esther, 3 years old, and she was just praising God. All of a sudden, she ran through the church, amen, and ran back up, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit dropped. That's when I realized, uh-oh, that's real there. When God was pleased, that little girl ran and did whatever the Holy Ghost told her to do, and God come down and consumed the whole audience. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And while we sit here, God's going to get somebody to worship him if we don't do it. He's going to get somebody to do it. Amen. So you need to start letting your children worship God. Don't have them sit. Well, you got to sit quiet. Why? Why you got them sitting quiet? If they want to worship, let them clap their hands, do whatever they want. They don't come to church to watch. We come to worship. Mm. Hallelujah. Do you think by the grace of God, amen, when they crossed the Red Sea, amen, Moses was saying, y'all make sure y'all keep them children in order now because we don't want them worshiping with us. They was worshiping just like everybody else, and they were saying, hallelujah, just like everybody else, hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Where is the power and where is the glory when we are supposed to be bringing it? Come on, somebody. The glory of God is descended into the bride of Jesus Christ. She is the worshiper. Listen, it is the only worship God is accepting in this hour. Amen. Those who are worshiping under the seventh seal. Oh, come on.
Hallelujah.
It is the only one because she's the only one worshiping in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Then that's what the vision showed. The vision showed it. He said he saw that early bride and she walked into the word of God. She was worshiping. Hallelujah. Amen. And he saw that last bride. He said, amen. The denomination came around one time, but the bride come back twice. Hallelujah. She's the Alpha. She's the Omega. And she's stepping at the tune of the word. Hallelujah. Oh, my. She's got it now. I'm going to tell you something. No matter what the world is trying to do, she's got it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. Listen. We look at this thing. And he goes on and talking about stiff neck and starchy. What's wrong with it? You know, we weren't always that way. But we lied this cold breeze, Satan, trials, temptations. And you know what it is? It's in your mind. God never told you was condemned. You've condemned yourself. Hello? Come on, somebody. It's in your mind. Well, I don't feel like worshiping. Well, why are you here? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Why are you coming to church? What are you doing while you're here? If you're not worthy. Well, you know, Brother Branham said you ought not to jump no higher than you live. Well, I'm going to tell you how I live. I live as high as Jesus lived because he lived for me. Hallelujah. He lived for me so I can jump as high as he can jump. Hallelujah! Ain't nobody gonna hold me. I ain't no earthbound creature. And neither are you by the grace of God. You love the Lord? Real worship, people, real worship. The Bible says, thou hast prepared a body for me. Where? God dwells in the statue of a man, reflecting himself into the being, perfect worship of God in us. Huh? God in you, that's the perfect worship in you. Is he in you? Well, if he's in my heart has the ability to operate my feet. Come on, come on. And I really believe what the prophet said. He said, really, dancing is a sign of victory.
Yes, sir.
Search the scriptures. Dancing is a sign of victory. So evidently, there's a lot of people that don't have victory right now. You need to get your victory. Victory over what? You. Over yourself. You're your greatest hindrance. Hallelujah. It's true. It's true. It's true. Is that all right? Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Amen. You know what? I tell you what is, you know, people ought to come in this place, amen, and be almost suffocated with the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. They ought to be able to walk in here and get automatically intoxicated. Hallelujah. With what? The love of God. You know, people can come in this church with an evil intent, and all they got to do is see Jesus for one moment. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You say that ain't scripture. Yes, it is. Both of those thieves had evil intents. Hallelujah. But all of a sudden, one caught a hold of who he really was. Amen. It brought forth such a repentance in him. He made history. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that all right? Oh, people of God, we're blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So we say, well, Brother Brooks, this is a glorious thing. You say, well, Brother Brooks, I'm so tired of suffering, but do you know those who suffer in the flesh have ceased from sin? Huh? Did you know that? When you want to do something and your body is aching to do it and you says, no. I'm not going to give you that. that old flesh want to throw a tantrum. You can say you can throw a tantrum all you want because you still ain't getting it. That's what suffering is. And I'm going to tell you, when that spirit is suffering and want to do something, that spirit, that old devil anointing your spirit, wanting you to do something wrong and you refuse to do it, let me put it this way. When a man decides he does not and will not smoke another cigarette in his life, that demon will leave you. The demon, just like the Holy Ghost, want to be seen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And he ain't hanging around you if you done made up your mind you ain't smoking no more. He'll find somewhere else because he want to be seen. Come on, y'all know it's the truth. Y'all ever seen a smoking demon? Y'all know it's the truth. It ain't all, ain't nothing to that smoke, the way they carry on. he wants to be seen. It's the truth. It's nothing but the truth. You know, if an alcoholic decided he wasn't going to drink no more, especially if he said, well, I ain't going outside no more so nobody can see me and all that, the devil will leave him. Because that alcohol demon wants somebody to see him drunk. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So you say, well, what do you mean, brother? That's how you get rid of things in your life. If you resist it, the Bible said it will flee from you. It will leave you. Yes, you'll suffer. You'll go through a transition of suffering. But when it's all over, the demon is gone. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying? That's the way you resist the devil. Hallelujah. Let me show you another thing. When the devil comes in here in this church and says, don't you clap your hand, you do just the opposite and you got victory. He said, if you don't jump, you jump. If he said, don't scream, you scream. What? Because listen, when the devil comes in here, he's talking. He's talking. He ain't just sitting by you and anointing you. He's talking. And watch his language. It's always against the word of God. It's always against your worship. Because if he can defeat you in your worship, he's defeated you in receiving the word. You say, well, what do you mean? I'll show you. Going down to Simon's house, right? And here, Simon and all of them sitting in there. I'm not talking about Simon the fisherman. Going down there, amen. He talk, and here it is, amen. They all sitting around the dead church service. Y'all know what that is? Dead church service, and all of the bishops and all of them talking, and amen. They going through all this change. All of a sudden, something break through the door. Boom! And she runs over there, amen, to him, and she falls before him. Right? Come on, somebody. See, that's what I'm talking about. She wasn't studying about what they were doing. She first looked and saw, well, this is a dead church service, and Jesus is here. Can't they see he's here? Why aren't the people praising him like he deserved to be praised? Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? She said, nonsense. This can't be. I worship him. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. She runs over him, falls at his feet, weeping, anointing him and everything else. All of a sudden, the words say, what do you want? She didn't even have to ask him. Hallelujah. She was worshiping. Let me put it the way. Jesus Christ, who was the seventh seal, she was worshiping him. And he said, what do you want? Your sins be forgiven. Hallelujah, your sins be many, but they are forgiven. And here's the Pharisees. Oh. First of all, they're looking at this woman, and they're saying, my, y'all know how it is. Somebody, a sister, somebody get to praising God, jumping and shouting and all that. You know, people say, what kind of stuff is that? You know that's all out of order. Just like they did there. Surely they know what kind of woman she is. He can't be a prophet. He ought to know what kind of woman that is, huh? Come on, somebody. Amen. Yes, he knew. He knew. Because he knew that we were coming an adulterous generation. He knew the kind of woman he was pulling out of the age of Laodicea. Hallelujah. But that was a kind, hallelujah, that knew what kinds of sin she had. That's what he asked. Amen. He says, Simon, tell me who would love me the most. Woo! Come on, somebody. Who would love me the most? The one, amen, who's forgiven little or the one who's forgiven much? What age would love Jesus the most? This age. What age is the adulterous age? This age. What age will anoint his feet and his head? Because we got the whole body. Hallelujah. We got the whole body. And we know where we are today. Hallelujah. And he said, woman, your sin be forgiven. Woo! We're the only age that he justified like this. As though you never sinned in the first place. Hallelujah. Glory, that's worship under the seventh seal. We recognize our condition. We wept, we cried out, Lord, save me. And then the lion of the tribe of Judah, that's what the prophet said, don't you weep, little bride. Fear not, little bride. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Oh, the Father has given you the kingdom. That's what he said? Fear not, a little flock. Hallelujah. It is the Father's will to give you the kingdom. And if it's his will to give you the kingdom, you got it. Praise God. Amen. I'm almost done. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my people, don't you understand? Where God has got us. You say, well, the message churches, they don't do it this way. Have you ever heard of the cream of the cream of the crop? If you haven't noticed, God is moving. And he's getting the cream of the cream of the crop. He's going through the message churches now and selecting. Hello, somebody. Because there's a lot of them that are spiritually dead. Hello? They ain't cold, they dead. There's a difference between cold and being dead. Well, a lot of them are spiritually dead and don't even know it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But God is still moving. He's going to have him a bride, whether you like it or not. He's going to have him a bride, and she will be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Let me put it this way. How can you not worship the God that saved you? How can you sit still when you realize there are millions of people who would love to see this? How can you sit still, amen, when you realize you've been chosen, elected, predestinated to worship the only true and living God? How can you sit still? I don't understand it. Amen. And then they look at some of us who don't mind dancing and praising God. You see, amen, I tell you what, if I was ever want to be young again, and it would be just only to praise God. Hallelujah. That would be the only reason, hallelujah. Outside of that, amen, I remain the way I am until my change come. Amen. Am I making sense? Amen. We said, well, Brother Brooks, let me say it like this. The prophet of God said in 1962, an end time seed sign, he said, amen, five stars are lined it up. Amen. And that was the announcing of an infant bride in 62. Where are we now? 2013, about ready to hit 2014. Where are we now? If we're not breaking, if we're not approaching maturity, I don't know what to tell you. See, that's why things are working on you hard now. That's why life is no longer easy for you. That's why, amen, and just like I told your pastor, I say you will either succumb or overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. You will succumb to these spirits or you go overcome. Hallelujah. Let me ask you, anybody, any brides in here? I know, yeah, you done been married, all right, probably forgot how it was, but yet you've been married. But I've never seen a sad bride yet. I've never seen one, and the more that day approaching, the more her heart is beating and thumping. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. She's full of anticipation. She might be weary, but she ain't going to stop until she got that thing lined up just the way she wanted to be lined up. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. She could be already almost falling out, but she's going to have it just like she envisioned it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's how it is with the bride of Jesus Christ. She might be weary, but she ain't going to stop, hallelujah, till everything's in place. Hallelujah. Virtue, knowledge, temperance, all those things. Brotherly kindness, amen, the divine love of God. She will not stop until she's got herself fully adorned with the glory of God. That's worship. That's worship. That's worship. True, perfect worship will take you back to the Garden of Eden. When God fully anointed and filled Adam, that's true worship. Perfect worship. Perfect worship is a perfect infilling and sealing of the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen. And like I said, God can't change. If that's the way they acted on the day of Pentecost, they still act in the same way. Is that true? You ever seen a horse change the way it behaved? You ever seen a dog change the way it behaved? A dog start acting like a cat, you got some money on your y'all hear what I'm saying? Because it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. The nature of that dog is going to always remain a dog nature. Hallelujah. And the nature of a son of God will always remain the nature of the son of God. We believe God. We act upon God. We're just crazy according to this world. And we're not, don't worry about it. Come on, somebody. You know, if we can all get that mentality like some of these homeless people, we'll be all right. Because a homeless person don't even care about what you think about them. Most of them enjoy being homeless. Y'all hear what I'm saying? They don't care. Oh, he stinks. He don't care about what you think about him. He doesn't. He's dead to that kind of a thought. And that's the way the bride must be. She's got to be dead to the thoughts of the world and what they think about her, what they think about him. Amen. And I don't care how it is. Amen. When it comes to the word of God, listen, if all you can say is amen and that's all you got, when that preacher coming forth, you ought to say amen. Because I'm going to tell you something, perfect worship knows how to give fruits of the lips. God didn't give you them. God didn't give you them lips to keep in quiet. God gave you lips to say amen. God gave you lips to say hallelujah. You say, well, God, hear my thought. Yes! But he said, bring forth fruits of the lips. Amen. Some lip fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He want to hear you say it. Hallelujah. Why? Because that's action. God just didn't think about you. He spoke you. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, somebody. And when he spoke you, it brought forth fruit. It brought forth, amen. So when you're saying hallelujah, you're worthy. It's creating something and giving God more glory. Oh, you love the Lord? I hope I encourage you. Let's stand. Yes, the end. Oh, Lord, have mercy, people. I wish I could tell you like I feel it. And I know I moved in there a little bit fast, but you know, I think about God and I think about what God is doing for us. We are a blessed people. And if every one of you tonight determined within yourself, every time I come through that door, I'm coming through these doors with praise and worship. Amen. It will change the atmosphere. Amen. Amen. Not because pastors say so, because God is meeting me in this place. Amen. God is coming, amen, to talk to me, right? Enter his court with thanksgiving. Enter his, is that got it right? Enter his gate with praise. Right? You come in. This place right here is likened unto the holies of holies. This place right here is likened unto the holy place. And you can sit right there and enter into the holies of holies. Remember I told you? You can travel from your seat into the holies of holies. Amen. Sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, that's what God don't, he's tired of us allowing our bodies to limit us and to bind us to the earth. When Brother Branham said, if you live close enough to God, God will take you places. It's a quote. You can live close to God, and God will take you places. Didn't he take him places? Didn't he take Paul places? Come on, somebody. It's not limited to him. Amen. Didn't he take Philip places? Woo, when I get up there, I won't have to tell. I was going to say I'll ask Philip, but I'll find out in just a little while. I'll find out in a little while what it's all about. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, somebody. So when we look at this thing, you say, well, Brother Brooks, how is it? What am I working with? I'm working with liberation. Liberating yourself in God. Because people, we have allowed Satan to bind us. Sometimes preachers does it. But you need to search it out for yourself to see whether I preach you the truth or not. Because I'm going to tell you right now, amen, the way we're moving into this thing, it can't get no better. If we're chilly now, cold is the next. You see, and that's not the bride. That's not the bride. The Bible says, and just like where I told my church this, I said, you come in here with no joy, it shows me that you haven't been in his presence. Because Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Hey, 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 come on, somebody. But because you haven't been in it, don't mean you can't get in it. It doesn't mean you can't get in it, hallelujah. Because he always said, welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. We're going to sing that song again. Come on, musicians. Amen. I don't know what key that was. What key, brother? B flat from now on. Amen. You love the Lord?
Amen.
People, it's wonderful. I love being happy. Don't you?
Amen.
Oh, I love that joy. You know what I mean? I love going. You see, I'm an addict. You know, I'm really an addict to the Holy Ghost. And I told people that. I said, I'm such an addict. I just feel him and I just want more and more and more and more. That's what makes me a long-winded preacher. I feel his presence. I forget everybody ain't a junkie like me, you know. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'll be feeling good. Right, like right now, brother. Amen. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Woo! There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. I searched all around, I found no one. I walked all around, I found no one. I walked all around, I found no one. There's no one like him. Oh, there's no one like Jesus. Oh, there's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. I searched all around, I found no one. I walked all around, I found no one. I walked all around, I found no one. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. Woo! There's no one like him. Hey! There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. Oh, I searched all around. I found no one. I turned all around. I found no one. I walked all around. I found no one. There's no one like him. Oh, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Woo! There's no one like Jesus. One more time. I searched all around, I found no one. I turned all about, I found no one. Woo! I walked all around, woo! I found no one. There's no one like him. Oh, I searched all around, I found no one. Woo! I walked about. I found no one. Woo! I walked all around. Hey! I found no one. Oh, there's no one. There's no one like him. Once again, there's no one. There's no one like Jesus. Woo! There's no one. No one like him. Oh, there's no one. There's no one like Jesus. No, there's no one, there's no one like him. Woo! Hallelujah. I knew the Lord wanted me to minister. I know it's a little simple, but I knew the Lord wanted me to minister because I was getting ready to come out here and sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And my brother said, let's sing Amazing Grace. I said, yes, he's on the scene. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Y'all don't mind us singing a little bit, hey? Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Let's sing. Somebody got a suggestion? Let's say my theophany. I usually sing that in C. B flat. It doesn't matter. Whichever's comfortable for you. B flat. Okay. One day I'm going to take a step toward my theophany. One day I'm going to take another step. Woo! Into my theophany. One day I know the final step. Is going to set me free. My theophany, I hear it calling me. And it's calling, come up a little higher into the perfect word. Come up a little higher into the agape love. Come up a little higher, soaring through the heavenly. I hear it calling me. Don't you worry, little children, should death knock on my door. Don't you know that death is a doorway that leads to the heavenly shore. Over there is no heartache, no sorrow, grief or pain, but perfect love, peace and joy beyond compare. And one day I'm going to take a step into my theophany. One day I'm going to take another step, hey, into my theophany. One day I know the final step is going to set me free. My theophany, I hear it call. Over the next hill, I look, hey, oh, I see victory around the next curve in the road. That old devil, he's got to flee. God's army is marching, marching onward to slay that old enemy. Around the next curve, I'm seeking Jesus coming for me. Once again, one day I'm going to take a step. One day I'm going to take another step into my theophany. One day I know the final step is going. My theophany, I hear it calling me. Woo! And it's a calling, come up a little higher into the perfect word. Come up a little higher, hey, hey, into the agape love. Come up a little higher, going through the heavenly. By the agape, I hear it calling me. Woo! And it's a calling, come up a little higher into the perfect word. Come up a little higher. Into the agape love. Come up a little higher, going through the heavenly. My theophany. sing one more and then give it to the pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Is that the same key? He's my Savior in times of trouble. He's my shelter whenever I need him. Oh, I will follow. I love Jesus and he loves me. I'll put it in the key. You just put it in the key. Huh? Okay. I love Jesus. He's my Savior in times of trouble. He's my shelter wherever he leads me. I will follow. I love Jesus and he loves me. Oh, I love Jesus. Help me sing it. He's my Savior in times of trouble. He's my shelter. He's my shelter. Wherever he leads, wherever he leads, I will follow. I will follow. I love Jesus and he loves me. Let's sing it again. Oh, I love Jesus. Woo! He's my Savior in times of trouble. He's my shelter wherever he leads me. I will follow. I love Jesus and he loves me. Oh, I love the Lord and I won't take it back. Hallelujah. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. He's been so good. So good. He's been so good. So good. He's been so good. So good. He's been so very good. He's been so good. So good. He's been so good. So good. He's been so very good to me. Once again, I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. He's been so good, so good. He's been so good, so good. He's been so good, so good. He's been so very good. He's been so good, so good. He's been so good, so good. He's been so very good to me. Jesus, Jesus, no other name the heaven can save us. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, no other name I know. What's God's name? Oh, what's God's name? Oh, what's God's name? Oh, what's God's name? There's power in the name. There's power in the name. Salvation in the name. Oh, what's God's name?
You've got to praise him. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him in the morning. Praise him in the new time. We'll praise him. Praise him. Praise him till the sun goes down. Well, sometimes it feels like heaven comes down. Oh, sometimes it feels like heaven comes down. Oh, sometimes it feels like heaven comes down. Heaven comes down on me. Oh, praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him in the morning.
like you're under the seventh seal? Let's give the Lord a round of applause for the Word of God. Some of you are saying, boy, I thought that he starts that out by seventh seal. I thought that was going to be deep. It was deep. Because if you could unlock that, you unlock the presence of God in your life. Oh, jeez. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you've been hearing that over the pulpit a little bit now. I believe you know the will of God. Amen. It's time to, what? Let this thought be, I will praise the Lord. Amen. He's worthy of it, right? He can, what? All he asked, if you couldn't give it, all he asked was for a sacrifice. Amen. If he asks you for a sacrifice, he can deliver the goods, right? Praise God. Hannah gave a little sacrifice. God come by. She went home rejoicing, right? Amen. I'm not going to preach. But don't you love God? You know, we're singing Silent Night and Holy Night, and we got all these other things, these three kings and all this other stuff going on. People are worshiping Christmas trees tonight. But we're worshiping the tree. Not the tree of knowledge and good and evil, but the tree of life. Amen. Amen. They're wondering what the tree of life was in the garden. We know. They're wondering what the tree of life is, if it's going to be transplanted in New Jerusalem. But we know. Amen. Which means what? The transfer of the tree from there to there, it must go through here. Amen. Amen. You're walking in the cool of the evening with the presence of the Word. Amen. The person. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the living God. I know some of you got to work tomorrow, but I don't. Don't you just love God? Amen. How many be willing to say? And let's just be honest. You know, we as message people, we say, oh well, let's bow our heads. That's a denominational form. How many willing to say, God, I got to worship you a little bit better than what I am now? Amen. Now you can say, well, it's because of the sermon I heard. But hasn't something inside of you been telling you that all along? How can you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You come in here to feed and you know that God wants more. Not just that he wants more. He deserves more. He's worth more. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm not too worried about church because I know what God's promised for this church. It's ours, but we have to what? We have to take this revelation and do something about it. It's not, well, oh, well, what if I worship and God don't come? That's not the purpose why you're worshiping anyway. I mean, if you understand what I'm saying, we say, well, I have to do that to get that here. No, you're supposed to do that just to show God he's God. We're not thinking like serpent seed. Remember, they said, Lord, haven't we done all these things? They knew how to get it from God, but they didn't know the will of God. We know the will. We have, thus saith the Lord. Praise God. Oh, I'm already called Brother Brooks back up here for some more worship. I get up here, fumble around a little bit. That's a hard act to follow, church. Have grace on me. Amen. Maybe we'll sing a song or so. We'll sing a song. We'll let Brother Dustin come up here. I almost feel like singing that awesome song again. I just feel like an awesome God. Man, is he awesome. Can we sing that? A little bit slower, but we can allow the Pentecost to roll right out of us. Before we start singing this, why don't we on this song, we'll really sing this song from our heart. We just heard about it. Can we worship this song under the seventh seal, please? What would you like to enter into that seal? The seal's a person. When we sing, "My God is awesome,"
yes, sir.
Awesome ain't some skateboarder word.
Come on, brother.
Awesome was derived from God's language to worship Him. Come on. Come on. Amen. My God's awesome. I'm going to sing. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. Hallelujah.
That's my God.
My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broke. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah.
We are in your presence.
Lord, fill us with your presence. Hallelujah.
about the Lord, amen.
And when I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me.
Father of life. song, my chains are gone. Amen. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Sanctuary. Amen. Let's sing that song. We're getting ready to dismiss her. Let's sing the song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Amen.
And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
one more time as we're dismissed. Lord, prepare me.
Sanctuary.